German support for SIGIM's 2025 Berlin conference. Letter of support from a German medical association. The Medical Association of the German State of Mecklenburg-Vorpommern, Ärztekammer Mecklenburg-Vorpommern, has issued a letter of support for the SIGIM conference, which took place in Berlin in early September 2025. The conference had an official endorsement from the International Association for Child and Adolescent Psychiatry and Allied Professions, IAPEP. Featured a keynote address by a board member of the European Society for Child and Adolescent Psychiatry, ESCAPE, and the attendees were welcomed by the president of the German Medical Association, Dr. Klaus Reinhardt. ESIGIM's president, Dr. Roberto D'Angelo's opening remarks set the stage for 4 days of vital discussions and debates about the best care approaches for gender dysphoric youth. Despite the strong show of support from the German and international medical establishment, activist groups began to publicly threaten conference speakers and attendees, as has been reported in German media. In response to the attacks, the Medical Association of the German State of Mecklenburg-Vorpommern, Ärztekammer Mecklenburg-Vorpommern, sent a letter addressed to the three child and adolescent psychiatric societies in Germany, expressing strong support for the discussions and debates hosted by SIGIM. The letter describes ESI as an evidence-based organization dedicated to the welfare of vulnerable individuals and emphasizes, if conducting systematic reviews, the highest level of medical evidence synthesis, applying evidence-based standards in the care of vulnerable youth, or attending a scientific conference on these topics is considered hateful, then the very foundations of modern medicine are under threat. This must not be accepted. The letter of support was also forwarded to ESCAPE and IACAPAP. SIGIM is thankful to the Mecklenburg-Vorpommern Medical Association for their support and hopes that scientific dialogue and evidence-based principles can foster the best outcomes for affected vulnerable youth.